Well, welcome back to Tennessee Star Report in studio. All-star panelist, good friend, Clint Brewer. You know, I'm mixing my sports idioms here. Yesterday in the State Senate Finance Committee, the Titans were thrown a curveball. And we got this straight from the author of the amendment that was the curveball, the State Senate Majority Leader, Jack Johnson, who we interviewed exclusively yesterday afternoon. Here's the headline. State Senate Committee removes public finance funding for Titan Stadium from Tennessee budget. The Finance Committee of the Tennessee State Senate voted on Wednesday to remove public funding for the proposed $2 billion domed stadium for the NFL's Tennessee Titans from the 2022-2023 budget for the state of Tennessee. State Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson, Republican from Franklin, proposed two amendments to the budget that, one, removed authorization for the state of Tennessee to issue a $500 million bond to be used for the construction of the proposed stadium, and two, removed $55 million in taxpayer funding to service the interest payments annually of that bond debt. Johnson's amendments easily passed in a voice vote. Quote, "I've had problems with this from the get-go," Johnson told the Tennessee Star in an exclusive interview late Wednesday. "I'm not convinced this is a good deal for Tennessee taxpayers." So, this is fascinating. Today, apparently this morning, this very morning, the full state Senate is going to vote on the budget, minus the public funding for the proposed dome stadium. And that sets up a potential conflict with the House of Representatives. They've included the funding in it. And so, but there is an effort this morning in the caucus to remove the funding from the final floor vote in the House. So you've got Jack Johnson opposing public funding, and then you've got Cam Sexton, the Speaker of the House, and Majority Leader William Lamberth trying to slip it in. And what I hear is, although that in Davidson County there may be support for this among the people, outside of Davidson County, it's very much universally opposed, and a lot of state legislators don't want to do it. Your thoughts on this football curveball?
Is it a curveball or is it a blitz? Is it a
an
interception? Maybe.
Now, see, this is why you are so good with the words. Yeah. It's probably right. It's more of like a fumble. The ball has been fumbled.
It has.
And it's rolling on the field, and we don't know if the state Senate is going to pounce on it or the state House is going to pounce on it.
Right.
How about that? Is that a better
description? Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Here's the thing. I don't – in this whole situation, set aside whether you agree or disagree with, you know, state funding for a stadium, I haven't heard a whole lot of message from any quarter, either in government – or on the Titan side of the ledger, as to why people should be for this. I mean, I think there are actually a lot of good reasons to be for it that could be talked about, but they're not being. And I think it's an incomplete job of telling the story. Now, you may still disagree with those reasons, but you got to at least tell them, and they have to be received. I mean, you know, the Titans, they drive commerce. They drive tax dollars. They drive brand for the state of Tennessee. They, provide a marketing bump for the state and a tourism and a brand and a business standpoint whenever they're on television. I mean, there's a lot of argument that could be made in favor of this. I just don't hear anybody making that argument, and I don't hear them making it in a way that would resonate in towns outside of Nashville.
That's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, most of our legislature is from somewhere other than Nashville. And even they're from somewhere other than suburban Nashville, the collar counties. And so, you know, when you do something like this, you've got to make it appeal to people all across the state, and you've got to give them a reason to do it. And then you also got to remember there's a professional sports team in Memphis, which is very popular, the Memphis Grizzlies. Do they get a turn at the trough if we do this?
Are they very popular?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh, very much so. Yeah.
You know, I can't stand the NBA, but people in Memphis like it, right?
Well, nationally, the NBA is very popular. It's more popular than it's ever been. And the Grizzlies are very popular, and they're also a very entertaining team to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess, you know, just because I despise their connection to China, I miss that.
Well, it doesn't take away from the fact that they have very talented athletes. But, you know, my point is that I think that you've got to give people outside of Nashville reasons to be for this.
And I can't think of any reason to be for it if you're outside of Nashville, for the state government to get involved in it.
It's fairly abstract, right?
Right.
I mean, I remember when we, I was part of the team this is not a direct appropriation or a bond or anything. This is stuff that's written into state law. There's an incentive program for film, and when I worked for the last administration, we incentivized the ABC show Nashville. And there was a lot of debate about why should state government get involved in that. Well, if you look at,
and just for the record, I totally oppose any of that.
I'm aware of that, but I get that.
You've heard that argument from me before.
Yes, I've heard it from many people before.
And every time you come in here, I say that. Just to remind you.
But you know, the thing is, you know, you can leverage public dollars in a way that can get you things that, you know, private dollars never could. I mean, the sheer volume of impressions, hits, TV time that series got, the state of Tennessee was exponentially more than what the state spent on it. You could take that money, you could never leverage it into the marketing value that show had.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What's that?
So,
it's just math on my end.
Yeah, no, I understand. But if you go to like a public relations agency,
yeah,
and they want to explain why you should pay them a whole bunch of money to represent you. They will trout out their clients, and then they'll say all the earned media they've got that person.
Sure.
And then they will try to quantify it in dollars and cents.
Yeah.
We got them $20 million of
earned
media.
Because if you had to buy
media.
It, you couldn't buy it, right?
But you know what? I got a two-letter response to that. BS.
Well, Mike, I happen to think that the story space on your website's incredibly valuable.
Well, now see there, that's a very good point.
You know, and I hope you do too.
Rachel Maddow apparently does.
Apparently so. Speaking of the height of irony, but yeah, I mean, look, you can make a lot of arguments. There's a lot of debate to be had about these kinds of issues. I just don't hear it being had.
That's a very good point. And you know what I think the problem is to the Titans. You know, if they wanted to, if they really were serious about trying to drive this thing home in a public forum, they would be behaving differently than they currently are. The impression that I get is they're talking behind the closed doors with Governor Lee, and they're talking behind closed doors with Speaker Sexton and the mayor, and they're kind of putting together a deal behind closed doors that they're trying to slip through the state legislature and then slip through Metro Council. And that seems to have run into a bit of a roadblock here, but your point would be to obtain public support for it would be a very different strategy.
Well, where's the coalition that supports it? I mean, where are the throngs of people across the state who are, you know, in favor of a better home for the Titans, for a better face to put on the state of Tennessee when we're on national television?
So I have
football.
An idea for the Titans. They can call me and come in here and we can talk about it. Don't get a dime of state money incentives. Don't get a dime of Metro Nashville money. If it's a great deal, $2 billion, and you want to do it, I'm all in favor of you having a dome stadium here. You put up $700 million of your own, and you find $1.3 billion from real estate investors who share your vision. And put that together like the guy in L.A. did.
Well, anything like this, you have to give people a reason to be for it.
Yeah. I think they're trying to slip it through in the middle of the night, and it's running into trouble. Anyways, we'll have more when we get back. We're talking with our very good friend, Clint Brewer. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.